You know, second straight night, not on the right side of things. Just what do you think happened out there and maybe why you guys weren't able to come out on top again?
Yeah, I think we worked hard. I don't think our work ethic was the problem. I think we're physical. We're bearing down. We're battling really hard. But, I mean, a little short staff. We had some guys kind of playing out of position. Mentally, I think that's where we might have lost this game. A few mistakes, kind of losing your man and in the D zone and in the neutral zone, giving them all man rushes. But, you know, I think we worked hard, but there's a lot of things we can improve on.
What do you think is, you know, for the last couple nights to come away pointless, what do you think is maybe the biggest factor of you guys not being able to come out on top of these close hockey games?
Yeah, I think these last two games were really playoff-like. I think it's a good test for the guys that haven't experienced Western League playoffs. Sometimes if something's not working, you need to find a way to make it work, make something else work, produce offense in different ways. So, I mean, yeah, it's the end of the first half, so it's gone by pretty quick, and we've realized what works and what doesn't. And sometimes you need to kind of adjust your game to find success.
Not the way you want to go into the break, losing three in a row, obviously.
Yeah, it's not ideal. We really thought these games were, well, obviously not just thought, they were really big. They're divisional matchups, so I mean, we can't change the fact now that we lost those games. So, now it's time to rest and recover. I mean, it's a pretty tough schedule. I think we have the most games played in the league, so a bit of rest and recovery and just relaxation, I think, is going to help for a couple days, and we'll get right back at it after Christmas.
You guys have been outshot in 10 of the last 12. That's got to change here in the new year.
Yeah.
Once you get back.
Yeah, exactly. It does have to change. You can only get lucky so often. I mean, Griff's been outstanding every night, but the more you get outshot, you're going to play with some fire, and eventually they're going to start going in. So I think we need to tighten up. And when we're in the O-zone, I think maybe look for the simpler play and get around the net, because that's what they were doing and it was working.
Thanks. You mentioned the play of Griffin Outhouse. What did you think of his play tonight?
I think it was great. I mean, their first goal was perfect shot. Second goal, unlucky bounce, and third goal, perfect shot, and then from there kind of snowballed. But, I mean, Griff was unbelievable in the first two periods. He saw a lot of shots, a lot of quality chances. So, I mean, he's probably the last guy we'd blame for tonight.
Quick comment on Florcheck's goal where you got that awesome pass to him and his going to the top prospects games, how his game is raised lately.
Yeah, I think Eric's a guy that when he plays with confidence, he's really effective. He's got an extremely good skill set. He's fast. He's smooth out there. He's good offensively. So, I mean, we're really happy to see him go to that game. It's an awesome opportunity. We know he's going to represent us here in the island pretty well, and I know he's looking forward to it. So we're going to do our best to give him the most confidence we can headed into it.
All right. And what did you wish for Christmas?
For Christmas? Maybe some new shoes. I'm running low on shoes and my
shoes. Some bagging shoes?
I don't know. I think any kind would be nice. I'm getting low here. So, I think shoes are top of my list.
All right. All the best for Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.